The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Researchers looked for signs that having children led to a measurable increase in positive emotions and found none. So says a study published in the Journal of Evolutionary Psychology recently. And I am joined now for more on this by Richard Hogan, family therapist and author and journalist, and Andrea Smith, journalist. Good evening to you both. Andrea, you are someone who does not have children yourself. This comes as no surprise to you.
That's because we're so selfish, childless people. And Ciara, I think there's a saying that, you know, you're only ever as happy as your unhappiest child. And I've seen that with my friends, you know, who have children. They have wonderful times with their children, and then they, you know, they're stressed out over the children's exams and the children's happiness and all that kind of thing. So I think when you don't have children, you have so much more time to focus on yourself and your own well-being and your own hobbies and your own career advancement, all that kind of thing. So I suppose we could be more selfish in a way in focusing on ourselves. So it means that, you know, we're not constantly worried about our children, how they're doing and how they're advancing, how happy they are, that they're not being bullied, all that kind of thing, you know. So I can understand that people sometimes say to me, you don't realise the happiness that children bring you. And that's true. I obviously don't realise those levels. But I also know that I don't also have the depth of worry for another person that parents have. Because when you have children, you have to put them first, don't you? So I suppose it isn't a surprise to me that...
You're saying you're able to indulge yourself a little bit differently.
Yeah.
I said, by the way, no judgment in that. I'm not at all.
Let me
bring in Richard. Richard, is Andrea right? Is there no wonderful connection that we get after all this effort and time and money and everything that we put into these children?
I think Andrea is right, and I don't think she's right, and I don't think she's wrong. I think looking after yourself too, Andrea, is not selfishness. That's a bit of self-care, and we should feel good about doing that. And I agree with you 100%. And I think having kids is an incredible amount of worry that you'll never understand, you know, until you have a child, the worry that you have there. But I think what the research is showing here is that it says that having kids doesn't reliably increase happiness overall. That's what this research is studying. But that's very nuanced, you know what I mean? Because a lot of people have kids and they're not planned. A lot of people, you know, haven't expected to have children. And so the cohort who have been interviewed there and all that kind of stuff, I'd say there's longer studies that we could look at that are probably more accurate than that, that would say overall life satisfaction
and
meaning increases.
You do think, there's another study here, the European Values Survey, which says that nearly 60,000 respondents, 90% agreed that watching children grow up is life's greatest joy. But there was a thing saying, you know, it'll bring you joy in your old age, but it'll get you to your old age much faster. What I thought was very interesting was one of the things in this study that says that there's no discernible improvement in our happiness from having children, said in some previous studies, these authors believe that having a partner, that was confounded with having children, and that actually it's partnership with somebody else that makes happy, and not the kids themselves.
And where you live, though, the services, the access, the, you know, the care, all of those things matter about, like, you know, being able to successfully raise children and all the rest of it. And I don't want to stigmatize anybody who doesn't have kids or wanted to have children and doesn't have them to say, well, you'll never meet the happiness that we have, you know, the smug parent brigade. I'm not saying that for a second, but I'm just saying, you know, these studies, they come and go. I can speak anecdotally as a parent, and I can speak anecdotally as a clinician and all the rest of it. Having children brings incredible amounts of stress into your life. There's no doubt about it. I mean, those early years of children is—it's a gift. It's magic. But it's also very challenging, very stressful, and the financial demands on you, and all of those things. But personally speaking, for me personally, anecdotally speaking, it's the greatest gift I've ever received in my life.
Andrea, I'm sure you hear what Richard has just said all the time from people with children. And you know, I have kids myself, and I would say as well, oh, the joy they bring me, they're my favourite people and all that. And I mean it. I genuinely mean it.
Yeah, yeah.
But the cold hard facts of this study do not bear out our anecdotes. They say that actually when you talk to people without kids, that they are just as happy. Do you notice your you're child free, but you notice your friends with children skipping around much happier than you?
Definitely not. I definitely notice at this stage of my life, I notice a lot of my friends are very worried about, maybe, you know, if you've got a few children, they might be terribly worried about one for one reason or another, you know. And so I do think that, you know, I can kind of control my happiness levels to a certain extent in that I can selfishly indulge in the things that make me happy, you know. Yeah. But I think it's about finding a tribe as well. Like, I think, you know, there was when I was leaving school, and, you know, when I was a young woman, the path was really that you got married and had children. That was kind of the expected thing to do. But then, you know, as we went on, it suddenly became that people found other things to do then following that kind of linear path, you know. And like, my world now is all about music. I have a choir, and I have, you know, all the people on the same journey with me there in terms musically, you know. So that's really fulfilling.
No, I totally accept that you may have huge fulfillment in all areas of life. I'm not doubting that for a moment. I want to ask Richard you a question that's come in off a text. It says, I'm not sure about this study. I feel that people who choose not to have kids may not be completely honest with this study. I think that's really interesting, because I think they're probably more likely to be honest than the people who have had kids. I think you'd find it very hard to find somebody who's had kids to go, they make me miserable.
Yeah, there's a good podcast about that, actually.
I believe there is.
I know. But there's all these studies, Ciara, I just hold them all very lightly. Andrea can have as much happiness as she wants, and I can have as much happiness as I want. And the idea of it's us versus parents with children, and it's all a bit rubbish, to be honest. I think if you want kids and you have kids, fantastic. If you don't want kids and don't have kids and you're happy out, fantastic. Yeah, that's the way I'd say, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, there's loads of texts coming in. Someone says, isn't there a comedian who has the line, I always wanted 3 kids, now that I've 2, I discovered I only wanted 1.
and someone else says, when we're in the nursing home, won't we be delighted now when, you know, if any niece or nephew comes to visit us, we'd be wishing we had the kids, you know?
Well, exactly. I was going to ask you that, Andrea. There is a fear out there, I think, among some people that if they don't have kids, that they will be alone and perhaps lonely in their own old age. You're not worried on that score?
I think for those of us who don't have children, what I was talking about building the community earlier on, I think that because we may have worked harder on ourselves in terms of building a community that wasn't family based, that maybe as we get older, we have that kind of community around us. Because sometimes children move abroad and they're not around. You know, I know a lot of older people who have children, but they're not particularly active in their lives, maybe geographically or for other reasons, you know. So I suppose, yes, I used to always think that would be a thing, that as I got older, that I would worry that I had missed the boat and I should have had children. But it turns out as I get older, I'm actually loving it even more that I have all the freedom, you know. So, but then I see friends, you know, who have, or family members who have children, and the highs they get from the successes or the happiness, the high points.
That's in this
amazing
study,
you know,
too. It says that it doesn't give us emotional uplift in general, but it gives us emotional spikes of happiness when the children get married or graduate.
Yes.
Maybe lastly, for you, Richard, people's levels of happiness, is it right in what I'm saying that they're kind of set at a certain level? So whether you have children or not, you'll still end up as happy as you ever might have been otherwise. That even with all the sliding doors parts of life, some people are happy and some people aren't.
Well, for sure. But I go back to the grand study and all of that, right, which is a 90-year-old longitudinal study from Harvard, right? And what they say is their happiness, you know, say if I won the lottery, I might spike for 6 months or 8 months. I think maybe I might spike a little bit longer there if I won the cash machine. But, you know, here's the thing, Ciara. The only thing that's actually going to meaningfully move that is your relationship with your friends and your family. That's what the Harvard grand study says. So that's where I go to. Like, Andrea, you can have that little tribe in your friends or with your family or the family that you create. Those things can absolutely
so still connection, but not necessarily children. And by the way, Richard, you're not eligible to enter the cash machine. I'm just letting you know,
damn it,
in case, because you do some work for us here. But just
indeed,
in case, I just feel I should point that out.
Get the wife to do it.
Say no more. Thank you both very much indeed. That is Richard Hogan, their family therapist and author, and journalist Andrea Smith.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman,
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range,
weekdays at 4. On News Talk, conversation that counts.